Okay, my name is Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust on the 31st of July 2009 at 8:10 in the morning. If I could ask you to tell us your name, age, and where you come from, please.
Nina Carboni, I'm 40, and I live in Cumbria.
Okay, thank you very much. When was it you first found out about the One Another project?
I think it must have been some media coverage beforehand, announcing that it was coming. I really can't remember, to be honest with you.
So what would you say your motivation was to put your name forward to get involved?
My motivation was that I like to do adventurous things, and this seemed like a really unique experience. Not something that you're going to come across every day. And the idea that it will exist for a long time really appeals to me.
What are you planning on doing when you're up on the plinth for an hour?
Well, I plan on sort of sitting and enjoying the experience, taking it in. I might write a few things and interact a bit with anybody or the cameras, but nothing too big.
And how was it you felt when you received an email or the telephone call to say that you'd been allocated a slot?
When I heard I was allocated a slot, I was really pleased. I was very excited. Starting from last night, the fear sort of set in. Because suddenly I realized, wait a minute, I'm going to be looked at. That's totally new. So that's a bit scary, but you know, whatever, push through the fear, do it anyway.
And who would you say you're doing this for?
I'm doing this totally for me, to have a really good time.
What kind of impact would you like your slot, your hour on the plinth to have?
I really don't have any desire for it to have a particular impact. You know, it is what it is. It's going to happen, and I'm not really in control of how it's going to, you know, how it's going to affect others. Just going to do it.
Okay. And can you explain to us a little bit about kind of what it feels like to be part of this project, or whether or not you're thinking of it as a piece of art, or if the experience means something else to you?
I definitely see it as a piece of art. I think, you know, as soon as I heard about it, I immediately felt I got it, because, whatever that means. Because, you know, human beings themselves are really interesting. And I think it's absolutely spot on to put 2,400 people on display. Absolutely. I mean, how else can you get a look at something of people you've never met, never seen? It's a really fantastic idea.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, what it is you do during the day and in your spare time?
Okay, my background, I am an American. I grew up in New York. I've lived in Britain for quite a long time now, most of my adult life. And I am a writer and a television producer currently. But my whole life I've been an artist. I've been a performance artist, a dancer, an actress. I trained to be a director. I mean, I'm art, and everything to do with art is my life. So to be in art is fantastic.
And what was it that inspired you to come across to the UK in the first place?
Well, I like living in the UK because I feel somehow when I'm in the UK, I feel I'm looking out on the rest of the world, and I like to travel a lot, and it's absolutely perfect for my work to be in the UK. And I don't know, I just feel, well, to be honest, I like being a foreigner abroad. It's really, really interesting. And also, particularly when I'm in London, I meet a lot of interesting people. There's a lot happening, and I feel quite comfortable in the UK.
And can you tell us a little bit about your performance art and your work in TV as well? If
well, currently I'm a documentary maker. I make sort of what's called factual entertainment. I have for television in the U.S. and sort of worldwide. I trained to be a theater director. I used to run a theater company. I used to work in movies in New York as a producer. I like having a good time, like learning new stuff. I mean, my current job takes me all over the world to film crazy people, interesting people doing exceptional stuff. I'm really interested in people pushing themselves, people trying new things, new experiences. That's what I like to focus on when I'm working on a project. My stints in front of the camera or as a performance artist were never great. I am much more comfortable behind the camera, conceiving, thinking of things. Although I danced since I was a small child, ballet and modern, and I still miss and love that I was never shy about. So, you know, I'm not shy about being up in front of people with my mouth closed. It's acting and talking that's your problem.
And you mentioned then that you know, you have a particular interest in people, you know, exciting people, what people do. What kind of things are you taking away currently from the project, if any at all? How do you think it may impact you?
Well, so far I've been sort of tuning in intermittently to see who's doing what, and I've really enjoyed it. To see the different stuff everybody's doing has been really interesting. I mean, I saw a guy just on a bicycle the other day, and I thought, wow, what do you think of that? That's really clever. I mean, you know, and of course there've been people who've done really extraordinary costume changes, and it's all good. It's all good, you know, or just sitting drawing something. It's heuristic. It's fun. I forgot the origin of the question, but I don't know if I answered it.
What are you planning on taking away from all the people, the experiences on that?
Oh, when I'm up there.
When you're up there off just from observing, yeah.
Oh, right. You know, I have no idea what it's going to feel like to be up there, and that is really quite part of the fun. And I have no idea what I'm going to take away, but I know it will be interesting, you know. It's going to be a good hour.
What are your hopes and fears?
Oh, well, I guess I'm a little bit fortunate. This is a relatively quiet slot. I'd hate to have anything thrown at me or to be heckled too much. I don't think that's going to happen. Hopes? I just hope I enjoy. Well, I know I will because it's just me.
And how are you feeling like an hour before you go up? Or 3/4 of an hour before you go up?
I'm excited. And I'm feeling... I'm keen in some kind of weird way. And kind of nervous, but now that I'm here, kind of not. I've seen it now, and it's like, hey, okay, it's just, actually, it's not that scary after all. But then, you know, if you're going to ask me when I'm up there, I might say something else. It seems to be changing, you know, every minute. This is, you know, I don't think this is for the faint-hearted, frankly. I'm not surprised if you have people who aren't turning up. Because, you know, as you start to get closer, the heart starts really racing.
So have you got any closing comments or thoughts on being a part of the project?
Well, I'd like to thank the artist for, you know, making this happen. I think, you know, I just love it when people like him are just keep on thinking, keep on pushing the boundaries. I mean, that's what it's all about. And, you know, well done.
Thank you very much.
That's it.